Hey guys, my name is Chase, and today we are looking at The Memory Boy by Electroharmonix. This is an analog delay, and it's an older pedal, but I thought I would review this because with all of the new pedals that are coming out, this is often overlooked. You don't find these on a lot of people's pedal boards anymore. And the reason I say that is because the modulation, the chorus and the vibrato effect can get a little crazy, but I love it for its small, short, little slapback delays that you can do with it. With a couple other analog delays out on the market right now, like the Panther Cub, you can get the same sounds, but right now you can find these on Reverb for about $75, like $100 maybe for a better condition. Mine's not in the best condition, it's got a couple scratches. It's been on my board for a bit. Focus, come on, focus. There we go. It's been on my board for a bit. I did some markings just as some setting things for myself, but you know, it's got this warm analog feel, which is something that Electroharmonix has kind of pioneered throughout the years, especially with all of their other delay pedals, and yeah, so I don't know, this pedal is honestly one of my favorites because I like to put it in the front of my chain before my drives. I would say not the very front. I run a Fender Bassman into a compressor, into an EQ pedal, and then I run this before I even get to my looper and I get to my drive section. And the reason is a slapback delay with drive sounds super full. Like, you can have your crazy room and reverbs and dotted eighth and quarter note delays at the end of your pedal board chain, but if you have a quick little slapback delay right in the front, it's just, it creates this warm, almost like a stadium feel. It widens your signal a little bit, and you can make this so transparent that you can't really hear that delay, but without it, there's a huge difference. Painting is classic on here. You see the black and white, black half, white half with the stripe down it and a little bit of red that's outlining it with the raw metallic casing is super, super clean looking and honestly fits into most pedal boards. It's not the biggest footprint out there. It's also not the smallest. They do have smaller ones. But I suggest give this thing another shot. Put it in the front of your chain, it's going to make the world a difference in your tone and how wide it feels. Even if you're not running stereo, it makes your mono signal feel so much wider. Yeah, that's all I got for you guys. Go check out the Memory Boy by Electro Harmonix. Check out the smaller one, check out the bigger one that has a tap tempo. But really with the slapback only depends on how fast you play your guitar. So tap tempo is not really needed. This is a very cheap, quick solution for amazing sounding and a great looking slapback delay. And of course, if you want to add some of that crazy modulation, you can even add the express pedal and bring in that modulation on some kind of crazy part. I don't know. It's up to you. But thank you guys for tuning into my channel. And I encourage you guys to subscribe and check out my Instagram where I post daily photos of pedals and pedal boards around the world. I kind of show what I'm doing in my everyday music life. And yeah, I hope you guys will stick around. I got some amazing videos coming up. And yeah, thank you guys. The Memory Boy Analog Delay by EHX. Check it out.